USA Radio News. The nation's economy added 431,000 jobs last month. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh.
Seeing an increase in labor participation as well. And that's really, when we think about the rest of 2022 and getting more people back into the workforce, we need to continue to raise that participation rate.
The federal investigation into President Biden's son Hunter over his tax affairs has intensified in recent weeks. An increasing number of witnesses have appeared before a grand jury impaneled in Wilmington, Delaware. They've been asked about payments Hunter Biden received while serving on the board of directors of Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma, in addition to other questions about how Biden paid off tax obligations in recent years. The House January 6th committee called on the DOJ to prosecute witnesses who declined to cooperate with its investigation this week. But Attorney General Merrick Garland says the only pressure the Justice Department feels is to, quote, do the right thing.
We follow the facts and the law wherever they lead.
This is USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Speaking to Fox News, Ukraine President Zelensky is pleading with President Biden for specific weapons.
We don't want a million of quality bulletproof vests or some special brand helmets.
Los Angeles is unveiling a new plan to address homelessness. The city has agreed to spend up to $3 billion over the next 5 years to provide beds to those without homes. The agreement aims to provide living arrangements to 60% of the city's 40,000 homeless residents. Elizabeth Mitchell is attorney for the L.A. Alliance for Human Rights.
The county has acknowledged its obligations, has billions of dollars for this specific purpose, but yet has refused to participate in this agreement because it says it's doing enough.
Gas prices are edging downward for the third day in a row. Gas prices are below $4 a gallon in 22 states, led by Missouri, where the statewide average is down to $3.76 a gallon. California still has the highest prices in the nation at $5.88 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Ford is recalling nearly 740,000 trucks and SUVs to fix two different problems. The first covers late model Ford Escapes and Bronco Sports. With 1.5-liter engines, dealers will inspect the oil separator for a possible leak after at least 8 reports of related engine fires. The second recall involves a software update to fix electrical issues with late model Ford pickups and Mavericks, Expeditions, and Lincoln Navigators equipped with trailering packages. A New Jersey man who conspired with his then-girlfriend and a then-homeless veteran to cook up a feel-good story and then use the lie to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations online was sentenced in federal court Friday to more than 2 years in prison. Mark D'Amico, Caitlin McClure, and Johnny Bobbitt made up a story in late 2017 about Bobbitt giving $20 to help McClure when her car ran out of gas in Philadelphia. D'Amico and McClure solicited donations through GoFundMe, purportedly to help Bobbitt, and conducted newspaper and TV interviews. They eventually raised more than $400,000 in donations. Authorities began investigating after Bobbitt sued the couple, accusing them of not giving him the money. WrestleMania kicks off this weekend at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. The pay-per-view event runs both tonight and tomorrow night, with 14 matches on the card. Highlights include Becky Lynch defending her Raw Women's Championship against Bianca Belair, while Brock Lesnar will face Roman Reigns for both the WWE Championship and the Universal Championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.